بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين، أدى الأمانة وبلغ الرسالة ونصح الأمة وكشف بها الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Brothers and sisters in Islam, respected listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and ahlan wa sahlan, and welcome to our program. First of all, we ask Rabbul Izzat Tabarak wa Ta'ala, may Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala fill the qabr of marhumin with mercy and rahmah and nur of Allah. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant them Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah grant the family of marhumin sabr and ajr. And may Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant shifa to all our brothers and sisters. And we ask Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, may Allah be with the Muslimin. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant the children of Muslimin hidayah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide the Muslim to practice the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Brother and sister in Islam, once again we say shukran that you are tuning to our program. On behalf of Hafiz Bilal and all our friends here on Radio Islam Studio, we say shukran that you are tuning to our program. And we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah grant us the barakah of Sha'ban. And may Allah make it easy for us to fulfill the haqq of Ramadan inshallah. I got today and yesterday so many calls and SMSs. People, I don't know what happened with the Muslim Ummah this year. They asking about that the big night and Laylatul Nisf min Sha'ban. And I do not know why this year you got so many of concern and questioning about that night, and that is it that night authentic night or not. And we are here for so many years. We have ulama, we had our prominent ulama living with us, and we did not have that dispute and that problem like this year. Number one, I want to tell my friends and our listeners, those who always send that, and I want to tell that person, the one who made that message which is moving everywhere, and by saying that this night is not authentic or there is no a solid proof about this night. But I want to tell my friend, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will never allow the ummah to make ijma' for dalala, for something it's called misguidance. And we do believe that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave ummatul Islam so many ulama, they call them ar-rasikhuna fil ilm. الراسخون في العلم, the prominent ulama, those Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave them tawfiq, those who got that ilham from Allah and tawfiq in that knowledge of Islam. As long the Quran is there and the hadith of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is there and salah and adhan, you will find our prominent ulama around us for such situation like that we are facing this year. Brother and sister in Islam, we have to understand that our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not talk from his own. And we know that there is something, it's called hadith science. This ilm, it's called ilmul hadith. And you got so many department and kitab and ulama knows what is hadith. So you don't need you and someone come and try to make tahqiq or to stand against that thousand of ulama through the ages teaching us about the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We know that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala guided some ulama to get that ayatum muhkamat hunna ummul kitab wa ukharu mutashabihat. So you got the seals, ayat and verses in Quran, and that ayat which has some similarity on the meaning or some different meaning. فأما الذين في قلوبهم زيغ, الله سبحانه وتعالى is warning me and you that those who has some desire, personal opinion, those who got deviated heart, فَيَتَّبِعُونَ مَا تَشَابَهَ مِنْهُ, they try to implement and follow that words which has different type of meaning. For what reason? ابْتِغَاءَ الْفِتْنَةِ, seeking fitna, seeking a friction amongst the ummah, confusing the ummah, وَابْتِغَاءَ تَأْوِيلِهِ, and also seeking to return and pull out from that hukm of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran that we have ulama, we call them الراسخون في العلم. Those prominent ulama has no personal desire, only to follow the kitab of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we know, all of us we know, that indeed there is some cases, it's called that وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِ, you must know that some people got that blockage between himself and his feeling and his heart. Many of us, we know that committing sin is very bad, but why do we commit sin? Those who are in the drugs, those who are doing haram, they know this is wrong. They know it's very dangerous for them, but they do it because they have that barrier, that blockage between himself, his mind, and that desire. I mean, the action is totally different than the belief. But Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in the kitab of Allah, he said, مَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوا وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا, whatever our Nabi gave us, we have to take it. And we make shukr to Allah that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala send our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to guide us and to make it easy for us. And we know that narrated on Bayhaqi, that he said, narrated that Jibreel alayhi salam used to come down with sunnah as he come down with Quran al-Kareem. So sunnah also from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Brother and sister in Islam, what are rasikhuna fil ilm? That prominent ulama, the scholars of Islam, what they say about that ayat or that rules which has different type of meaning? What they say? Amanna bih. We believe in it. Kullum min indi rabbina. All from Allah. Wa ma yadhakkaru illa ulul albab. Only those who got common sense, those who got a neutral mind, they will understand or they will catch that meaning of the tafsir and ta'wil of rasikhuna fil ilm, that prominent ulama. Now my friend is still fighting and he said, give me the proof. No problem, we give you the proof. And we got so many ahadith. Gave us the proof and mentioned in many chapter in kutub. But let us make dua as the rasikhuna fil ilm said, Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana. That is a great dua. When the rasikhuna fil ilm made this dua, oh Allah, don't turn away our mind and our heart after we receive the truth. وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً, and favor us and grant us from you, O Allah, rahma. What is rahma? A proper understanding, a fair understanding. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَابُ, indeed, you are the best giver. What is rasikhuna fil ilm said? رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ جَامِعُ النَّاسِ فِي يَوْمٍ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ, O Allah, you will gather the people in a day has no doubt on it. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُخْلِفُ الْمِيعَاتِ, indeed Allah will never break his promise. That's rasikhun, prominent ulama, they ask Allah that to steadfast or to stay in the haqq and the truth. My friends still saying, I need the proof that this night is got authentic. Alright, we tell him, open the Kitab al-Bayhaqi in Shu'ab al-Iman. Open the Hadith number 6374, narrated by Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal. Open Tabarani on 215. opened Bayhaqi and find the hadith of Ibn Tha'laba al-Khushni. Open Ahmad, that narrated by Ahmad, that Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar mentioned the hadith about half of Sha'ban. Open Ibn Majah, which is very, very powerful book of hadith, and read that one about the fadl of Sha'ban and by Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. Also narrated in Bayhaqi again, the hadith narrated by Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anh. Open Sahih al-Tirmidhi and see the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha. And Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib also narrated one hadith. Sayyidina Uthman ibn Abi As narrated one hadith. And go for the Albani, Shaykh al-Albani, and you know that man is very sensitive on a hadith. Open part 3 and see page 135 regarding the Shahna or the dispute of people in the half of Sha'ban. I'm not here to stand and defend alim or scholar, but I just want to tell the Muslim, you don't trust that messages which come to you. You have to set and find out the proper authentic proof from the ulama, not from the internet or from SMS. Allah make it easy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us that to follow that ibadah which can gain in it ajr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq and grant us a proper iman so that we can gain that barakah of that laylatul nisf min Sha'ban. Brother and sister in Islam, we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding and make it easy for us to practice and to follow the kitab of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now we know that 15 days left, and then maybe less, and we welcome the month of Ramadan, and we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq in the month of Ramadan. But now many people, they ask the scholar, why 15 of Sha'ban? Why? Is good, you know, not in the first of Sha'ban or last of Sha'ban. So for each and every sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is a reason, there is a hikmah, there is a wisdom. We know that he does not talk from his own. 15 of Sha'ban, if you look at the dua with Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ask Allah to accept. It's about maghfirah, about rizq, about saving you from ibtila and calamity, and make it easy for you to welcome the month of Ramadan. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala washed you with 15 days before Ramadan so that you can receive on the month of Ramadan and you become clean before the month of Ramadan. We ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah Rabbul Izzah tabarak wa ta'ala save us from any hamazat of shayateen, and may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala save us from any misunderstanding. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us to follow al-ulama al-rasikhuna fil-ilm al-rabbaniyun. We call them the Rabbani ulama. We do have so many in South Africa here. Trust me, we have in Johannesburg here ulama al-rabbaniyun. They know and they fear Allah tabarak wa ta'ala before one word. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas, someone asked him, who is that Rabbaniyun ulama? Rabbaniyun, it means that people, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala wrote for them to be the nur and the eyes of the community. That barakah which we live through this ulama. I'm telling you, you will find them around you, but you don't feel. Al-rasikhuna fil-ilm, as Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas said, asammathum khashyatullah. The fear of Allah led them quiet. And it's Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas said, وَهُمْ وَاللَّهِ لَفُصَحَىٰ. But wallahi, they are the top people in eloquence or in balagha. They are top speaker, but they don't talk. And we have some people around us. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas talking about this ulama, مُنْكَسِرَةٌ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Their heart are broken. Why? Why their heart are broken? Because he got the knowledge, and people don't want to listen to them. They got the knowledge, but people don't want to practice that knowledge. They got the knowledge, and he doesn't have appreciation from the society. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has said, أَنَا عِنْدَ الْمُنْكَسِرَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ. I'm there next to the people who got that broken heart. Our ulama, they got a broken heart because of that gap between them and the society. Lack of respect. Oh, the ulama knows the haqq, and no one don't want to listen to them. Brother and sister in Islam, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas encouraged me and you to go to this prominent ulama, the scholars, those who got ishraqat and nur of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in their mind. He said also, علماء الراسخون في العلم الربانيون يسارعون في الخيرات. They're hasting to do good and making sujood and ruku' every night for me and you. They're making dua that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala guide the ummah and guide all mankind. علماء الربانيون, they count themselves amongst those who got shortcoming, those who did not fulfill the haqq of Allah, as Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas said, وَإِنَّهُمْ وَاللَّهِ لَأَقْوِيَاءٌ فِي الدِّينِ. But wallahi, they are more stronger in the deen of Islam. But they count that they did not do enough, and they always accuse themselves. They count themselves with the khatta'een, the mistaken people. And Abdullah ibn Abbas said, radiallahu anhu, وَإِنَّهُمْ لَأَبْرَارٌ. والله they are the most pious people in our community. لا يمنون على الله بأعمالهم. They don't show favor to Allah because of their deed. They serve the community, they carry the pain of community, and they don't show it to the others. Brother and sister in Islam, they said, never bought that knowledge for dunya. Never come closer to the people of dunya. He sat with his kitab on the i'tikaf, asking Allah to accept his knowledge. They never stop talking about bid'ah. They never agree about bid'ah. They never make mudahana, courtesy for the public. Never learn without niyat that he must practice it and teach the other. Never stand by the door of authority asking something, calling people towards good and stopping people from doing evil. These are our ulama or rabbaniyun. Brother and sister in Islam, look around you, you will find that alim, the one who we count him as a ni'mat of Allah in our community, as a treasure of Allah. And we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah be with the ulama. May Allah reward the ulama for that years they sacrifice, and people are running for dunya, but they are running for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sustain our ulama with halal rizq, tayyib, mubarakam fi. May Allah reward them for that effort and sacrifice they done it for our community. That's why we are still Muslimin, salihin. We still know Allah and His Rasul because of this ulama. Brother and sister in Islam, let us respect our ulama and listen to them. Don't allow one SMS, one message, one person confuse you and take you away from Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Let us go to the masajid, learn, and let us use any means to teach the ummah and to set, we call it Riyadu Salihin, the garden of the pious. What a lovely night when the people sit in the masjid talking about Allah and the Rahmah and the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What's wrong with that when you call people to the masjid and talk about Allah and talk about morality? If you want to know the value of this ijtima' and gathering, look at the opposite. If these people don't go to the masjid and sit and listen, what they would do if they don't go to that masjid? They will go for ibadah. They will sit and make something which displeases Allah and His Rasul. Let us make dua on this Mubarak night and this Mubarak month. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala unite the heart and the mind of the ummah to practice deenullah inshallah. We ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah grant us tawfiq and make it easy for each and every Muslim to fulfill the haq of the month of Sha'ban and the month of Ramadan, inshallah. And I'd like to remind my listener that our program is live program. If you want to correct me, or if you want to ask any question, you can SMS me or WhatsApp me on 072-144-0717. So 072-144-0717. May Allah make it easy for all of us. And let me make dua that may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant our marhumin Jannatul Firdaus. I got one request from the brother that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill the qabr of his father and my father as well, and all our marhumin with mercy and rahmah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for any shortcoming or any haq we did not fulfill to our parents. May Allah make it easy for us. May Allah guide our children to fear Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah make it easy, inshallah. My friend asked me about isti'adha, and I did talk about a'udhu, seek protection, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But we got, if you look at the isti'adha of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, isti'adha means you need something to protect you. You alone, you can't handle it. It's very difficult for you to handle that problem. That's why we say, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. You need Allah to handle the shaitan, because it's very difficult for us. It's invisible. Isti'adha, because it's very heavy work, you ask Allah to help you. So the only way to defeat that invisible power, if you want to talk about jinn or those who unseen creation or anything which you can't handle it, you need to call Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Because I told you, when you deal with such thing like that, you can't be enough alone. You need Allah's power. And very difficult to practice also some ibadah without the help of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That's why every day in salah we read, Iyaka na'bud wa iyaka nasta'in. To worship Allah alone without tawfiq of Allah is very difficult. You can't. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala force me and you is to say, Iyaka na'bud wa iyaka nasta'in. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us how to ask Allah to protect you and from what. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he taught us, Allahumma inni na'udhu bika min jahdi al-bala'. What is jahdi al-bala'? Some calamity you're unable to take it. Many of us, we respond to the calamity and musibah in different way. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala knows that this musibah can suit that person. And this musibah also is very heavy. That's why we got different type of musibah. Many of our friends, death, to have mayyit in the family, it's very hard. And many of our young boys and girls, they send for us a message and say, I never expect that janazah can come to my family. I used to go to next door and some family neighbors, but not my own. Someone can't take poverty and lack of money. He wants his money to be there. Another one can't take sickness. Another one cannot take stress. So okay, there is a way. Oh Allah, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min jahdi al-bala'. And then, because definitely you will have test. So Allah inspired Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Ya Allah, give me my size. I know all of us will die. But Ya Allah, let that janazah or that mayyit come in the right time which I can take it. And then, jahdi al-bala wa dark al-shaqa. What is dark al-shaqa? You reach some level of action, that you do some action, definitely will end up with jahannam. Jahannam, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La yadkhul an-nara illa shaqi. No one will enter jahannam except the shaqi. Who's the shaqi? Unfortunate person. The one who done some haram, never reached tawbah, and may Allah save us, and he died like it. And then he said, وَسُوءِ الْقَضَاءِ. And also a heavy taqdeer which can change my iman. Some people in the calamity, he forgot Allah. Oh, he changed and he sacrificed his deen to satisfy his pleasure. الله تبارك وتعالى may Allah grant us لطف and he's لطيف بعباده. Allah is so gentle when he bring the taqdeer to his servant. And then Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم said also اللهم إني أعوذ بك من شماتة الأعداء. Oh Allah, I seek protection you from my enemy to feel happy on my calamity. That one we do see it in our life. That you have a dispute with someone, we have some person you compete with, and then he got you, and then he find your fault. Oh, he caught you with the sin which you used to compete with him. And he said, you mustn't, you always blame the people for some action. Make dua that, Ya Allah, save us from that action to come in my life. That's called Shamatatul A'da. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, see, we have to read this dua. Allahumma inna a'udhu bika min ash-shiqaq. That shiqaq is called friction. This unity, this agreement, some sort of dispute, you are not getting along with the person. But what about if that person is your own wife? That is very hard. I don't know how you live. You want to sleep on with no light. Your wife said, no, I want the light. Inna lillahi. Oh, big problem. And then you want to go this side and your wife want to go that side. Not only wife, children. You want to move this place, the children want, it's a lot of problem. That's called shiqaq. Imagine a partner, or some person, or a friend, or any type of people you deal with, they got different type of opinion, and you don't come for any agreement. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ash-shiqaq. That shiqaq is the main thing in a family fight. Everyone looking for his own opinion, and you want to practice that opinion. And we see that young couples, they married now, and they want to live on harmony. You say, sabr, my friend, give time to heal that crack, because this girl come from different environment, you come from different background. Sabr, sabr, there is a crack there, melt it and bring it together. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked me and you to make this dua. Allahumma inna a'udhu bika min al-qaswa. Qaswa, it means cruelty, hardness. Those who got hard-hearted, those who are cruel, qaswa is opposite of mercy. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, وَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Woe and jahannam for those, their hearts are hearted and not turning to the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Qaswa, all that problem and crime, and that oppression and zulm we see in our life, because the heart of that person reach a level that worse than rock and stone. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked me and you to make dua, and I seek protection Allah from ghafla. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ghafla. That is ghafla. You become heedless. Allah is not on your mind. You don't think about Akhirah. You don't think about the azab of Allah or that the plan of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Many people, they rely on themselves and they got ghafla. Only they remember in the time of Sakaratul Maut, or they are ghafil to do something for his Akhirah. He was very clever, very well done on in dunya one, but for Akhirah, only he remembered it in the final minute and he was regretting. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked me and you to seek protection Allah. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-fusuq. Fusuq, it's a bad deed after a good deed. You come from Hajj and Umrah, what a lovely person. That the first sin after the Hajj and Umrah, that we call it fusuq. You pull out from that ni'mat of Allah, you already change your identity. And our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, oh Allah, habib ilayna al-iman wa zayyinuhu fi qulubina. beautify the iman and beautify it in our heart. وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. And make it dislike for us that kufr and fusuq, that type of fusuq here, and asyan is disobedience. Look at the person after hafiz of Quran, come out from salah, salatul jum'ah, after Ramadan, after Hajj, after great ibadah, doing ugly act, oh haram. We ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah save all our listeners and the ummah from fusuq and asyan, inshallah. Hafiz Bilal asked me to stop for a short break. We'll continue after the break. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back, brother and sister in Islam. And once again, we say shukran jazeelan that you are tuning to our program. On behalf of my sound engineer, Hafiz Bilal, and Uncle Yusuf, and all our friends here on Radio Islam Studio, we say may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your dua. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us the barakah of Sha'ban and make it easy for us to fulfill the haqq of Ramadan, inshallah. And shukran for all our friends who send SMSs. And I'd like to remind you again that our program is live program for any inquiry. And today we're just talking about how can we prepare ourselves to the month of Ramadan. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from any type of evil, keep us away from that ibadah. And before the break I was asking how can you ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to protect you from such an act. All of us will involve on it. Like all that action which I mentioned, that ghafla or any type of sin, you find yourself unintentionally are doing it. Why I'm saying that tawbah is the only way to get Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, because it's not only the benefit of tawbah that you gain Allah next to you, but also tawbah is kafara for what is done before it. Al-imanu yajubbu ma qabla. And tawbatu tajubbu ma qablaha. That means when you make tawbah, you made a nice decision, a great decision, that you delete and you take off all the sin which you commit. Tawbah is elevating your darajat, your status. You are no more that on that level. You are in higher level than before. As I said, tawbah let you gain the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, as Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna Allah yuhibbu tawabin. وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. Allah loves those who repent. Tawbah also, it's a peace of mind. You already gain yourself after you lost yourself by doing the haram. And also, peace for the community. People won't get hurt from you. Tawbah, it takes you to something very important. You avoid the anger of Allah or the azab of Allah. So if the tawbah just save you from the azab of Allah, we have to run to make tawbah. Why the sin is bad? Why when we commit a sin, we are not gaining? Number one, you hate yourself. Muslim like you and I, we don't enjoy the haram. You don't like it. It's temporary pleasure. But you wake up and you get your iman back and you hate yourself. Once you commit a sin, you reach some level, it's called dhillah. You have a disgraceful feeling. You're humiliating yourself. You are not on that level. So, anything else better than you? The rock and the animal and the plant is better than you. Committing sin is a waste of your obedience. مَنْ لَمْ تُنْهِيهُ صَلَاتَهُ فَلَا صَلَاتَ لَهُ. If salah doesn't stop you, you won't get a reward of salah. So once you commit a sin, you destroy your obedience. And also you destroy your energy. Look at the people after the sin. Had no energy at all for any type of work. Work of dunya, work of akhirah. The danger of sin, that you gain the anger of Allah. Get la'na. So imagine a person, Allah is angry with him. How are you going to get success? How are you going to survive? Committing a sin, it reflects, it comes in your face. Definitely the nur of the iman will go away from the face. Committing a sin, it takes you to the weakness of your body. Definitely you have no health. Committing a sin, you get a sort of shirk. You're already associating partner with Allah, because when you go to the sin, you already sacrifice the ibadah. You neglect the haqq of Allah. Committing sin make you victim of anything. You will be under attack. Under attack of people, of jinn, your own wife and children. Don't blame anyone. You blame yourself. Committing sin takes the barak away from your life. Yes, you do have money and you spend and what, but there's no tawfiq, there's no success and barakah. Committing sin also is causing a big problem. It's called تُغَيِّرُ النِّعَمْ وَتُبَدِّلُ الْقِسَمْ. إِنَّ الذُّنُوبَ تُغَيِّرُ النِّعَمْ وَتُبَدِّلُ الْقِسَمْ. The committing sin, it changes your ni'mat, your sustenance, and change your taqdeer from good to bad. Committing sin takes you to the azab of akhirah. May Allah save us. It's not a temporary thing. That's why Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave us the night of 15 of Sha'ban, Ramadan, Laylatul Qadr, Arafat, 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. You got so many time which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala invite the sinner to come. Brother, sister, Islam, come to do what? Come to make tawbah. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. Look at this ayah. First you make tawbah. After you make tawbah, you got iman. After iman, you can do amal salih. So without tawbah, you still, your amal is suspended. You do istighfar, it means you already filled the application. You submit your paper. And we got something is called tawbah, practical tawbah. Practical tawbah means illa man taba, and then wa aman, because when you commit a sin, you go away from your iman, and then wa amila salihan, try to recover, try to do some action, can recover what you have lost. Tawbah with your organs and your part of your body, you must admit that you are wrong, regret, and have intention that you will never do it again. التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له. The first ibadah done by Adam عليه السلام and practice it before salah is tawbah. Adam عليه السلام, when he ate from the tree, the first ibadah he made tawbah. And then Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم did talk about istighfar. ما هلك عبدا استغفر. That slave of Allah, when he make istighfar, he will never struggle and be punished. Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib said that ma ulhima 'abdun istighfar illa arada Allah bihi khayr. That any person who just remember to say astaghfirullah, it's inspiration from Allah to forgive that person. The only way to reach Allah is to make istighfar and tawbah. You will never get Allah back without this. Brother, sister, Islam, we call it Tahara. The people when they welcome Ramadan, they call him Marhaban bil Mutahir. Welcome to the cleaner. Because sin is dirty. We become dirty. The only way to clean yourself is to make tawbah. Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahirin. What is that? Allah loves those who repent to wash themselves from the dirt of sin. وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَاهِرِينَ, those who wash their body from guilt and from also impurity, any type of impurity. So we have two impurity. One in our nafs and one in our body. When you make istighfar, it takes you away from a bad deed. It's called israr. You persist to do haram. When you make istighfar, ما أصر من استغفر ولو عاد 70 مرة. No one is persist if you make استغفار even if you return your sin 70 times. نبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم said من لذم الاستغفار جعل الله له من كل هم فرجا. Whosoever stick with استغفار, Allah سبحانه وتعالى will grant him from any stress and hardship ease and prosperity. Allah will give you from something you never thought about it. And ask the people who repent, and ask the people who stop eating haram and start to eat halal. The meaning of tawab is exaggerating word. No, tawab, it means accept the repentance a lot, all type of sin. You know, Allah is Rahim. He will never ask you about that sin which you ask Him to forgive. Impossible. Would you ask Allah tawbah in this dunya? Impossible that Allah will open that issue again on akhirah. So, once you make tawbah, finish now. You already got the police clearance. Clean page. And tawbah also is very interesting, that how to tease shaitan. Once you make tawbah, you destroy how much effort for shaitan. Shaitan was running after you for years to track you and put you in that haram. And then 1 hour in the musalla, by sincere istighfar, you already destroy the effort of shaitan. So shaitan, when you see the person make sajda, he scream and cry. Niwaili, you say, woe to me. Brother and sister in Islam, if you ask Allah to forgive 25, the Muslims 25 marra, 25 times, oh Allah, forgive the Muslimin, oh Allah, Allahumma ghafir lil Muslimin wal Muslimat, 25 times, your dua will be accepted. Just ask Allah after that, you will be accepted. Brother and sister in Islam, yes, let us stop committing sin. Regret, recover and do some action, forgive the others, read Yasin, repeat after the Muazzin, Ramadan and Hajj, dua, knowledge, majlisul dhikr, let the people make dua for you, and you will see the ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Brother and sister in Islam, day is the time of returning to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Be careful of la'nat of Allah. Be careful of mal'oon. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us so many ibadah to escape from that title. It's called la'na. You must remember, in Quran, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has said, أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاءَهُمْ أَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. Oh, it's not only the curse of Allah, it's the curse of people, angels, and not only people, all the creation of Allah. A big problem if you live as a mal'oon. That is a big problem. Mal'oon, no tawfiq. You do anything is not accepted. But the problem is that, are you mal'oon or not? Do you do some action takes you to that title or not? That is a big problem. Muslim never ever get involved on la'na. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala did mention in ayat and some hadith of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Muslims should not get involved on some act take him to the la'na. For example, you start with the ulama. Those who suppress the knowledge, أُولَٰئِكَ يَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّاعِنُونَ. Those who cut the family ties, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ. People of book, some of the Jews and Christian. Those who are spreading the fitna and fraction amongst the ummah. Those who are assisting and murdering people. Those who insult Allah and Deenullah and His Rasul, even if it's a joke. Those who involve in swearing and insulting Sahaba. Those who uttering and accusing people of zina. Those who doing heterosexuality or homosexuality. Those who torturing the animal. Those who slaughtering for someone else besides Allah. Those who committing bid'ah. Those who drinking alcohol or taking drugs. Those who changing the deen of Allah. Those women who escape from the bed of their husband. Those who involve on bribery. Those who terrorizing the Muslimin. Those who hurting the creation of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Brother and sister in Islam, before the month of Ramadan, we have to learn how to make tawbah. And we have to make tawbatun nasuha. You must make dua that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept your dua. Because without accepting the dua, what we get? You zalim, Allah not accept your dua. You committing sin without tawbah, dua is not accepted. You eating haram, You dua is not accepted. You are ghafil. You don't have yaqeen. You make a wrong dua. You involve on bid'ah. You have bad manner and attitude. Brother and sister in Islam, we ummah of khair. But the problem is that we don't know how to get that khair. Ummah mentioned the name of Allah 24 hours. Ummah knows where is the road of Jannah. Ummah, Allah gave us the scenario of Akhirah in details till we go to Jannatul Firdaus. Ummah, Allah gave us Sunnah about each and every aspect of our life. You have no excuse to say, I do not know. Ummah, in 1 minute you can reconcile with Allah. In one word, you can gain Allah towards you. Ummatul Islam, just make wudu and read 2 rak'at. You are forgiving. Brother and sister in Islam, entering the bazaar and reading La ilaha, that bazaar here, we're not saying mall or any tuck shop or any one lady sell on the street. You can read this dua. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Lahul mulk wa lahul hamd. يحيي يوم ويميت وهو حي لا يموت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. You get a million reward. In 1 minute you can gain a lot. 7 times Surah Al-Fatiha. You see, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant you a lot of barakah. Surah Al-Ikhlas, you read it 70 times, you get the full Quran. Oh, 30 times. You say 30 Quran al-Kareem. You read Subhanallah wa bihamdihi Subhanallah al-Azim 100 times, you are forgiven. Even if your sin become equal to the foam of the sea. Brother and sister in Islam, Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. You're having a heavy mizan, heavy scale on the day of Qiyam. The treasure of Jannah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. You praise Allah with la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. That is the greatest salah to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Brother and sister in Islam, you have a chance. I don't know why we don't want to stretch our hand to receive the gift of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You have Quran, you have Sunnah, you have ulama next to you. Just move. We've done enough for dunya. Make that a great decision. Let us go to that ibadah. It's called ibadatul tawbah. Inna Allah yuhibbu tawabin. There is the Mubarak days. Ramadan by the corner. And ask Allah. And learn before the month of Ramadan. Try to get that barakat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Let us move that jealousy from our heart. Hatred even towards ourselves. Let us make the jihad on nafs. And let us insist to enter Jannah. Seek protection Allah. Move towards knowledge. Let us learn. Let us learn. Because without learning, we'll be slow in ibadah. Ummatul Islam, we do have a chance for me and you to be amongst the people of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Yes. Let us practice that ibadah before the month of Ramadan, before our sisters busy with some musa and food. You see, you know what? That one is guarantee. Let us guarantee our tawbah first, and inshallah, Allah will give you better than some musa and chicken. He will give you tawbah. Bighayri hisab, the rizq will come with no counting. Let us learn about sunan of tawbah, how to make tawbah. Let us become ibadullah. Let us become ibadullah, the servant of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You read the ayat, wal asri inna al-insana lafi khusr. We know that without iman, illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat, and doing good deeds, wa tawasaw bil haq, wa tawasaw bil sabr. To encourage one another to speak the haq and to practice the haq. Which haq better than deenullah? Which haq better than sunnah of Rasulullah? Which haq better than to make tawbah and to gain Allah towards you? Wa tawasaw bis sabr. Allah knows that this haq need a lot of sabr. Rabbana, innana sami'na munadiyan yunadi lil iman. أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. Brothers and sisters in Islam, شكرا جزيلا. Till we see you inshallah next week. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.